I think I've been here 5 times now. I've always had an amazing time. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for keep inviting me in with all the craziness, weirdness. It just seems to get crazier as the years roll on. I have 3 passports over the years. And do you know what? It's interesting. I look younger on every single one without spot or wrinkle. I'm just going to share a little bit about joy. Did you know joy is mentioned in Scripture 182 times? Isn't that neat? 182 times. It says in Numbers 25, 21, his master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of my things. Come and share in the master's happiness." Hebrews 12, 2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who from the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Wow. Jesus, the joy set before us, it gives us no choice. Look to Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Wow. Psalm 51:12, restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. A willing spirit. What do you think that means? The choice we have to choose to be joyful, to be thankful, to be glad and full of kindness and full of admiration and praise and worship to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Psalm 16:11. You will make known to me the paths of life, and in your presence is the fullness, overflowing, expanded fullness of joy. In the right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. More? Nehemiah 8:10. Then he said to them, go and eat of the fat drink and of the sweet, and send portions to him who has nothing prepared, for this day is the holy unto the Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. I love that. Come on. Is the joy of the Lord your strength today? What do you think? I always think, well, what does this scripture mean? What does it mean? The joy of the Lord is my strength. For me, it means that even when it's difficult, cup of joy, cup of suffering, that in that place with Holy Spirit within me, it starts to bubble up, even in the difficult times, even in the times of grief and sadness, that joy begins to bubble up. If we make a choice. As I keep saying, Moses looked, but he had to turn to see the burning bush and to see and hear the voice of Yeshua. It's an act of choice. We can choose to enjoy him or we can choose to not enjoy him. Psalm 16:11, you will make known to me the paths of life. Oh, in your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forever, ever, ever, eternal, more. Acts 15:3, they being sent on their way by the assembly, passed through both, can't say the word, and Samaria, declaring to the conversion of the Gentiles. They caused great joy to all of the brothers. It says they caused great joy. They made it happen. They engaged with it. And I believe out of their persona, out of their personality, out of like Peter's shadow, heal the sick, raise the dead, out of that presence, we carry that joy around with us. It infects people. It's like a joyous disease upon you. Thank you, Jesus. We just receive now that infected joy, permeating deep within us. Bubbling out of my belly like a lily flowing river. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So if we sit in the place of rest, we then, out of our bellies flow rivers of joy, unspeakable joy. Romans 14:70. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. In the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the living God within us, mighty, awesome, powerful, full of glory. Romans 15:13. Oh, may the God of the green hope fill you with fullness of joy, with peace, so that you believing, filled with the life-giving energy, life-giving energy, Holy Spirit's life-giving energy, woo! Life-giving energy, Holy Spirit's life-giving energy, and joy, woo! Get off my iPads. Life-giving energy of the Holy Spirit will brim over with hope. Wow! We'll just pour forth like a mighty river, like a beautiful fresh stream, like a fountain, like a waterfall, like an iridescent rainbow out of us to change everything around us. We are nation shapers, nation changers. Woo! I love this version, Young's translation. And the God of hope shall fill you with the joy and peace in believing for you and your abounding in the hope in the power of Holy Spirit. Woohoo! More coming up. John 17:13. But now I come to you in these things. I speak in the world, so that you may know my joy is made full in themselves. Now I return to you, I'm saying these things in the world's hearing. These things in the world's hearing? So my people can experience my joy complete, sealed within you forever and ever. Yeah. Receive it when I'm speaking, just suck it in, receive every word I'm saying. Just draw it in, because you are believing believers. You made known to me the ways of life. Joy is life. Fullness of joy is life. Health, strength. Wow, when we laugh, all those endorphins, and we smile and we laugh and we joke, you know, it's healing in our body. Come on. Not gloomy, miserable, groaning faces. I went to the dentist recently to have the last operation on my mouth. I've been through reconstructive surgery over months, growing a bone in my mouth, putting a screw in my mouth, lots of invasive, but fortunately it wasn't with a scalpel, it was with laser surgery. But it was still a little bit painful and uncomfortable for a while. But my dentist could not believe it because I didn't have a single bruise or swelling in my mouth. He's a Muslim. He actually said to me, it's miraculous, Jane. You've had three major operations. You've got no bruising, hardly any pain. And sometimes I had no pain. And he's used the word miraculous twice. He says, I have a mouth of a 30-year-old. Bring it on, baby. Without spot or wrinkle. Who's your makeup artist? Who's your makeover? Holy Spirit's my makeover. I say to people, do you want a Holy Spirit makeover? Well, put your hand out. Psh, psh. When we're on the streets, we go up to people in Caroline and they go, you're not these Jesus freaks, are you? We go, well, actually, we've had a makeover. Look at us. And they go, where'd you get a makeover from? It cost me nothing. They go, where? Free. They think it's anti-wrinkle cream or something. We're like, put your hand out, and we just pray for them. And they're like, woo, what is that? The last time I went to my dentist, I should have got the picture up. I went to the dentist and he went to put the last bit of the tooth in. I'm, are you going to freeze this? Is this going to hurt? He goes, no, not going to hurt. He goes, and you're superwoman anyway. He's getting it. So I'm like, yeah, Superwoman, Wonder Woman, and we're joking. He went to put this screw in, and I'm thinking, oh, this might hurt, there's no freeze. And he went to put it in, and I started to laugh and laugh and laugh. He laughed so much, we couldn't do it. He had to stop. And the dental assistant, I put my hand in my bag when I finished to take a picture, and it was covered in huge pieces of silver dust. I wasn't even thinking about it. I then went down the road, I needed a new phone, going to sort out a contract in this shop called the EE shop. I go in there, they've got a trainee, they're all sitting at this desk, and I'm thinking, man, I'm quite whacked actually, Lord. I've got a new tooth in, this is the craziest thing, I've actually got a tooth in after 3 years. No gap, yes. I wonder if Jesus likes it when he kisses me on the kisses of my mouth, because his love is better than fine wine. And I step into him and he steps into me and we become one. That's what the kiss is about. Woo! So I've got my phone out, it's covered in his silver, and they go, what's going on? So then he asks me, you know, fill in a form, what do you do for a living? I think, oh, let's think of something really funny here. What do you think I do for a living? Isn't it good to ask a question with, you know, and a bit of banter? So I said, what do you think you do? And they went, oh, I don't know. You travel a lot. You need international calls. And yeah, I'm like, yeah. Can you, you know, I was haggling with them. And I said, well, actually, you got sickness in your body. And this guy goes, oh, I got a bad foot, got a bad leg. Just put your hand out. So I just put my hand, I didn't even touch his hand. I said, you see that dust on my phone? That can come all over your face now and all over your hands. And do you know why? Because Jesus loves you. Do you know Jesus? And he went, no. It's like, well, you can have him in your heart forever and ever because he loves you. Is that easy, guys? I did not ask for that gold dust to show up in my, well, it was silver dust. Or it was like big pieces on my foot. They were going, whoa. I said, that's awe and wonder. They didn't give me a free phone, though. I tried. Thank you, Jesus. It's fun, isn't it? When we're not trying, he is really trying. Okay. Wow. Joy. John 17:13. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, so that they may know my joy is made full within them. Thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah 15:16. For your words were found, and I ate them, and the words became far more a joy and the delight of my heart, for I have been called by your name, O Lord of hosts. So you can eat the words, you can eat scripture. What about Ezekiel and them crazy scrolls? Have you ate a scroll lately? What about when you take communion? What about the DNA exchange? Body, blood, DNA of Jesus. Into my body, into my bone marrow, into my heart, into my lungs, into my bloodstream, into my cells in my body, into my lovely, curly, shiny hair. I look like Jesus. I look every morning in the mirror and say, good morning, Jesus. You love me, I love you. But you love me more because I love you and you love me. And you love me forever and ever. You've been called by his name. What about the son of my right hand? You've been sealed with his name. You have a seal over your heart. Because he is yours and you. I am his and you are his. He says, you are mine forever and ever and ever and ever. He will never let you out of the palm of your hand. I asked him once what that looked like, and he actually showed me this lovely, like, cloudy, almost like a fat man's hand appeared. And I was sat on it, and he looked at my eyes, and he looked at my hair, and he looked every part of me. He looked me up and down, looked at my toes, and then he slipped me in his pocket. He had this lovely, lovely coloured iridescent shirt on. And he sat me in his pocket like you would flip open a wristwatch, a beautiful gold watch or a compass. And then I felt this really strange, like, feeling, warm, and I slipped through his skin into the chambers of his heart. And thus I learnt the number four. And what four means? It's always open to you. There's no gate or door. You can just go there and enjoy him and learn about him. Have you been around Jesus' body yet, through his bloodstream and all around his body? It's like going on a water flume at the fair. Frame it up. Your imagination. That one little imagination. That one little thing. Since I've been here, the reason why I was singing that song, to be honest, was while I've been here, 3 mornings in a row, I've been sat out. I like to sit out on the balcony. It's so gorgeous because we don't get as much sun as you guys in the UK. So every opportunity to sit in the sun early morning, I'm on there on the balcony and I watch the sun come up and it comes around your body and it gets warmer and warmer. And 3 mornings in a row, a bird has come and, you know, some nectar out of the flowers, but it's come and right in front of me there. So I decided to look up about hummingbirds and listen to the sound they make. And that was the sound the Lord said to me today, to sing that sound. So I heard it on a video last night. I just listened to it before I went to sleep. And then this morning it was coming round and round in my heart. It was beautiful. I didn't realise they're amazing. When they're feeding, their wings flap and their heart beats at 250 beats a minute. It was incredible, and the sound they make. So 3 mornings, but this morning I realised I actually can speak to them and they can speak back to me. So that's the next thing I'm going to do in the morning. Yeah, it just appeared right in front of my face, going backwards and forwards 3 days in a row. Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness and he will renew in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. Let me read that again. The Lord your God is in your midst. You can see him all of the time. How do we do that? We ascend into the kingdom realms. Wow, Jesus. Woo! Somewhere else, come back. Is your in the midst of you, a warrior who gives victory. So that's what we did over the forest. We took it in the courts. He is the judge. He's not Papa Guardian there. He's the judge. He's in charge. Jesus, your mediator. You can call him your solicitor or your barrister, your mediator. And then Holy Spirit, I find, brings guidance and thoughts and helps me bring in by faith and through his blueprint and his plan. Not my will be done, your will be done, O Lord God Almighty. And the angels and the cloud of witnesses show up there. My mum shows up, old bossy boots. She's on it, man. She's interceding for my family. I see it like a relay race. You can't manage without the first, second, and third runner. They pass on the baton of their generation. They are praying for you 24/7, your generations that have gone before you don't even know them. Go and see them, visit them, speak to them. My mum is really smart. When she passed away, she was really old-fashioned. Some of you remember this with grandparents. We were never allowed to sit in the seat where she sat on the city. That was her chair. And I knew she was a praying woman, but I didn't realise how much of a... I'm not going to use the word intercessor because I think I like the word, you're an oracle, speaking the revelations from heaven. But there's nothing wrong with intercessor, but I'm an oracle, you're an oracle. Come on, we're speaking the revelations from heaven, straight from the throne, straight from the Father's mouth, straight from the angelic. The angelic are released with the decrees out to the courts of heaven. They police the earth with what you have decreed in the heavenly courts and agreed with the bench of three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What are you agreeing with today? Woohoo! So he fights on our behalf. With his left hand he wars, and with his right hand his wing covers you and overshadows and protects you in his love. I think that's the right way round. Oh, well, thank you, Jesus. I don't always know my right from my left. It's dreadful when we go anywhere. I have to have a sat nav. It's true. But in the kingdom realm, it's so easy. I don't need a sat nav. Because you know what? I know my way around there better than I do on the earth. Thank you, Jesus. You just sometimes have to back out and bow. The Lord your God, is it the wine cellar or the throne or the courtroom? I am getting used to this, three different places. I like it. I can even speak today. He wore and gives you victory. What does he give you? Does he make you grumpy, bored, negative, blind? He gives you yes, I know he stood behind me. He will rejoice over you with gladness. I can see them. They're misbehaving. They're like the joy. There's these angels called Kashmirian, and they're like fireworks. They come and they go, vish, vish, vish. They're all showing right now. Because they like to party, party. We like to party, party. Woo-hoo! He will rejoice over you with gladness. Be glad, because the Lord your God is with you, your rear guards, your former guards. Remember the children of Israel? The sun shall not smite you by day, but the moon by night. Whoa, drippy. Wonder what that cloud was really doing in the wilderness with the Israelites. I wonder what that sun was doing. Doesn't it have a whole new understanding when you've been hanging out with Ian and he's been teaching us? We're never the same again, are we? Scripture just jumps off the page and we jump into it and we just enjoy the journey and the ride. We honour you for that, Ian. Thank you so much. He will renew you with his love. He's Mr. Lover-Lover. I love that. Some days he can be warrior, judge, papa, abba, joy, peace, righteousness, justice. Isn't that epic? Thank you, Jesus. He will exalt over you with loud singing. He sings to you. He laughs. Wow. The Lord your God sings and laughs with you. Laughs over you, sings over you. Isn't that amazing? I know, I can. Jesus. Woo! See, joy is intoxicating. I regularly lock myself in the liquor cabinet. I do. I'll be talking to somebody and they're really boring, so I sneak into the liquor cabinet. Naughty, naughty, naughty. I got a good teacher. Oh, I see you. No, I'm joking apart now. Yeah. Shh, shh. Holy Spirit, help me. Thank you, Jesus. But no, seriously, it's good to have a good laugh, isn't it? It is healing. We were in a meeting once, me and Caroline. We love this story, right? It was really serious, and we had like really serious people sick. And they said, you know, could you pray for them? We're like, man, I think this is out of my depth, Lord. I'm just learning. This is a few years ago. Well, nothing was happening. Prayed and prayed and prayed. And you know, sometimes they say you can pray for an hour, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever. Holy Spirit didn't tell me how long to pray for this time. Because sometimes you just pray for somebody and, or you don't even go near them and pray for them, whatever the Lord's doing. Because I want his will be done in my life. I don't want to lay hands on loads of people when he's not telling me to do that. But then other times I say, lay hands on people. That was a big learning curve for me. I just thought I had to do that all the time. How freeing when I knew I didn't have to do that. The Holy Spirit's going to tell me. And it's so freeing because it's not you anyway. We have to get out of the way and let him come in. Come on, do I get an amen and a hallelujah? Love stories, don't you? So we were in this meeting and I was like, oh, do you know, this has gone on forever. You've been praying for this person about that. And they were really, really sick. And I'm thinking, oh, Jesus. Oh, well, bless them. It's not up to me whether they get healed or not. But I had a lot of compassion. It says, doesn't it, that Jesus, full of compassion, he healed the man, he healed the woman. And I know that, different things, different times, as long as you're under the government of Holy Spirit. And all of a sudden, I the Lord said, just pull his ear and go, ding dong, special delivery. Well, if you ever hang out with Caroline, she just can't keep her face straight. She smiles all the time. She's so beautiful. I love you and I honor you today. So I just went, are you sure, Lord? It feels like a mortuary in here. So I went up and I went, ding dong, special delivery. And we just cracked out, didn't we? And the person got healed. You know this, don't you, on healing rooms? You know, it's like Joy Fest. Glory, Jesus, isn't it? Just reach up now and enjoy that joy. Let's do a bit of stretching. Let's do a bit of joy exercise. Come on. That's it. Reach up into that glory cloud of this milky, honey, sticky, creamy joy. Woo, 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 woo. You know, you are new. Enjoy him. We do, sometimes we have to learn. You don't teach a child to play. They already know how to play. We have to enjoy him. Psalm 21:6. For you make him most blessed forever. You make him joyful with gladness in your presence. So in his presence, we're meant to be joyful and glad and enjoy him. Isaiah 55:12. Gladness is an experience. Ooh, gladness? We can feel it. We're allowed to feel it. It's an experience. Joy and pleasure. Oh, pleasure, ecstasy. Ecstasy meaning bliss. Bliss, bliss, bliss. I love the bliss. I love that prayer of silence where you're enjoying him and you're in him and he's in you and you enjoy him and you say, I love you. And he says, I love you back, like a couple on a park bench. And then you slip down the slippery slope into the swoon with the Lord. And you enjoy each other. We're meant to enjoy. Yes, you are. For you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth in shouts of joy before you, and all the trees of the fields will clap their hands. Oh my goodness. Creation can clap their hands. They can resound with that frequency of joy and love. For you shall go forth with joy, led forth with peace, shalom, do not stress. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you in singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. So Father, today we just ask you for a massive, big dose injection of your joy. Father, we ask for places that have been dark and sad and full of other things, Lord, that you would just fill them today with a massive, massive injection of pleasure in the pleasures of loving Jesus. In that entwining love tapestry, that updraft that we've been hearing about the last couple of days, in that swirling vortex up into his presence as we ascend there together right now. Just see yourself going there. In your imagination given under the government of Holy Spirit. And start to feel your chest expand and the joy begin to bubble up in your belly. Where do you want to go? What do you want to see? What is stirring in your heart today? The angelic, Jacob's ladder. Angels going up, angels coming down. Ascending and descending at will. You have permission, full access. Thank you, Jesus. Woohoo! No wonder the Bible is full of 182 verses of joy. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. I feel it is really important to enjoy him. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Joy of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Joy of the Lord is my strength, is my strength, is my strength, is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength, is my strength, is my strength, is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength, is my strength, is my strength, is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength, is my strength, is my strength, is my strength. You're so good to me, Lord. You're so good to me, Lord. You're so good to me, you're so good to me, you're so good to me, Lord. You're so good to me, Lord. You're so good to me, Lord. You're so good to me, you're so good to me, you're so good to me, Lord.
Hey! Jump, 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 jump. Jump for joy!
The word of the Lord is my sword, is my sword, is my sword, is my sword. The word of the Lord is my sword, is my sword, is my sword, is my sword. The word of the Lord is my sword, is my sword, is my sword, is my sword. The word of the Lord is my sword, is my sword, is my sword, is my sword. You're so good to me, Lord. You're so good to me, Lord. You're so good to me, you're so good to me, you're so good to me, Lord. You're so good to me, Lord. You're too good to me, Lord. You're too good to me. You're too good to me. You're too good to me, Lord. Great grace, great grace, great grace, great grace.
Hey,
great grace, great grace, great grace, great.
Sing it over your mountains.
It's Jesus, it's Jesus, it's Jesus. The name of the Lord is Jesus, it's Jesus, it's Jesus, it's Jesus. The name of the Lord is Jesus, it's Jesus, it's Jesus, it's Jesus. The name of the Lord is Jesus, it's Jesus, it's Jesus, it's Jesus. You're too good to me, Lord. You're too good to me, Lord. You're too good to me, you're too good to me, you're too good to me, Lord. You're too good to me, Lord. You're too good to me, Lord. You're so good to me, you're so good to me, you're so good to me, Lord. Great grace, 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 great grace.
Receive it as you sing it.
Great grace, great grace, great grace, great grace.
Let's worship him, worship him, worship him. Yeah, 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 yeah. Open, open.